the name of Jesus. We bring unto you fragrances of frankincense, fragrances of aloe, that we might adorn your majesty tonight. We ask that you accept the worship that rises from the altar of our hearts as we draw near to you tonight. May it please you to stretch forth your scepter in our direction and undo that which you have not planted in our lives, in the name of Jesus. We ask that your mighty presence with which you have tabernacled this arena will yet remain upon us as you do that which only you can do tonight, to the glory of your great name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. If you can, please make someone welcome as you take your seat. God bless you. In Jesus' mighty name. All right. We began talking about a matter. And the matter we began to talk about is the matter of the gift that God has given to us as believers from the realm of heaven. The thing about the realm of heaven is that it is a place where the majesty of God has been established. The thing about heaven is that it is a place where the government of God and the influence of God's authority is manifested to the fullest extent. The thing about heaven is that it is a place that is beyond warfare. And so when a gift comes from heaven, it carries the shape of the reality of heaven in current standing. For instance, Jesus died, Jesus was buried, Jesus defeated principalities and powers in his resurrection, and then Jesus now ascended into the heavens. Are you with me? Now, his being in the heavens is a proof that he has entered into a dimension that is beyond conquest. He has entered into his role as a heavenly priest. He has entered into his role as a divine priest. He has entered into his role as a king priest. Are you there? He has also entered into his role as an administrator of the purposes of God. That is, are you with me? The place of battle was his resurrection. He had to spoil principalities and powers in order for him to resurrect from the dead. But you see, the place of rest is the heavens. Are you there? So when you receive a gift that comes from heaven, if you wield that gift, the victory upon which Jesus sits right now in the heavenlies, that gift has the capacity to manifest that victory. So if I operate in my calling, for instance, my calling comes from heaven. As I operate in my calling, the grace I have from God to power my calling can produce the same victory that Jesus secured when he resurrected from the dead. You see, anything that comes from heaven comes from a place where things are settled. Things are no longer in contest. Things are no longer up for contest and conquest. It is a place of rest that has resulted from achieving the greatest feat in terms of warfare. So if you operate with any of the utensils that comes from heaven, it has the stature and the ability to produce the same victory that was secured before Jesus ascended into that place of rest. Is that clear? Oh, you're not with me. Every gift that comes from heaven has the capacity and the ability to unveil the glory of the realm from whence it came. So if we are talking about unveiling the glory of God, then we need to look at the utensils that God has equipped us with, which are utensils that derive from the heavens above. And we also need to gain competence in handling and deploying the capacities of these utensils. And the moment we do that, the victory that the utensils signify in the realm of the Spirit unfolds afresh in your own experience, because the tool that you are using is a tool that is from the realm where things are settled. Is that clear? So we saw the first gift that God gave us to enhance us, and that first gift is the person of the Holy Spirit. The Bible calls him in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9, the Holy Ghost sent from heaven. And I told you that the Holy Spirit is here to colonize you and to make you more a creature of heaven, to make you more to sustain the value system of heaven, to make you more a personality that operates from the resources of heaven, to make you more like an entity that is reinforced from heaven, so that your business upon the face of the earth is the business of an ambassador, but the resources with which you prosecute your business is from where? According to the Bible, the full description of mortal man. Are you there? I know you're not there, but I'm just trying to bring you. Amen. The full description of mortal man is man plus Holy Ghost. Jesus was the idea of a man. The man that God had in mind when God says, let us make man. If you notice the accreditation of Jesus, when Jesus went to be baptized in the rivers of Jordan, he came out of the water and the Holy Ghost descended upon him in bodily shape like a dove. And then the Father testified from heaven saying what? This man. Now that's accreditation. He was saying that this is the idea of the man I had in mind when I set out with the policy, let us make man. So Jesus is the pattern man. Jesus is the prototype of God's concept for man. God will not accept any man that is not in the order of Jesus. And that's why there is an aspect of our organic salvation that is called conformation to the image of Christ. Because part of what the Holy Spirit is building and doing in your heart is that He is making you align with that entity called Jesus Christ, because He is the pattern man. You realize that before the Father, are you there? I know you are still coming. Before the Father sent His accreditation on Jesus, the Holy Ghost had what? So that's the idea of man. And when we go to the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 26, the Bible says what? I need that scripture on the screen. Romans, chapter 8, verse 26. It said, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our... Now, so if you do not have the Spirit, what you are is a bag of infirmities, a bag of insufficiencies. You are not a match to the devil. You cannot contend with circumstances. You cannot contend with situations. You are going to be a creature that will be marginalized. You are going to be a creature that is disadvantaged. You will never be able to experience the benefits or the possibility of actualization because you were created a bag of infirmities. And God did that deliberately so that you will desire, just like the psalmist, you will need to look yonder for help. You know, the psalmist said, I will look to the hills. From whence cometh? Now, you see, he created you with infirmities so that you will need to depend on another for sufficiency. And the idea of man, according to scriptures, is man plus what? Holy Ghost. Because the role of the Holy Ghost in the life of man is to swallow up the infirmities that were ingrained in man and give man a capacity of sufficiency to do that which mortals cannot do. So the Bible says that we are able ministers of the new covenant, not according to the letter. You are not with me. But according to the Spirit. Why? Because the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. So there is this new regime of possibility that comes by the Holy Ghost where our infirmities are swallowed up and we have the capacity to do supernatural things naturally and to do natural things supernaturally. The sign that you have met the Holy Ghost is that you have the capacity to do supernatural things naturally and to do natural things supernaturally. For the Bible says that we will mount up with wings like eagles. Are you there? It is not natural to mount up with wings. It's supernatural. But the eagle mounts up naturally. So you will do the supernatural naturally. He said we will run and not be weary. It is natural to run, but it's not natural to run and not be weary. Except that maybe people in worry, they can... I've heard of you people. Even worry men, we run and be weary. See, it is natural to run, but it's not natural for you to run and not be weary. So if you are going to run and not be weary, it means you will do what? The natural, supernaturally. You will do the supernatural, naturally, and then you'll do the natural, what? That's a proof of the fact that you have met the Holy Ghost and he has swallowed up your infirmity. God wants you to be a... Please help me preach to your neighbor. God wants you to be a complete man. And the idea of a complete man is man plus Holy Ghost. So you will be mistaken if you look at me and size me up by the way I appear. And I know I appear real bad. I know that. I already know that. You don't need to tell me. I'm lanky and, you know, I'm not just a... But you will be surprised. It is not everything about me that your physical eyes can see. Man plus what? So that's the first gift from heaven. Holy Ghost. Second gift we saw yesterday. It's a crucible through which the authority that comes from the realm divine collocates. And that is the name of Jesus. So in our practicals yesterday, we just spoke the name. I was supposed to, if I had another lecture to support the lecture of yesterday, I would have told you what makes the name of Jesus efficacious on the lips of a believer. Because some guys, the Bible called them seven sons of one Sceva. They tried out the name. So would have looked at that account and then find out why the name of Jesus doesn't have the same potency on different mouths. But that's a lecture for another time, because we have a lecture for today baked from the oven of the grace of God and ready for delivery in the name of Jesus Christ. So the third gift that comes from heaven, and this service is going to be about this third gift from start to finish. It's called the anointing. The anointing. I'll take a moment of time to explain what the anointing is as much as possible in the most plain of languages. And once there is evidence that you understand what I'm talking about, we'll move to the practical stuff. If you are still with me, say amen. All right, let's begin from the traditional scripture of the anointing in the New Testament, which is the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 36 to 38. Acts chapter 10, verse 36 to 30. No, 34 to 38. Where is that, the keyboard guy that was playing for you just now? Has he gone? Okay, come. Come on. Come on. Sorry, I'm like Elisha. And you know, Elisha needed a minstrel. Yes, that's how I am. I'm in that tribe. So I discovered myself that I belong to that tribe, that colony. So we normally need the ministry of a minstrel in order for us to gain maximum capacity. So now what you play is just strings, just very soft. And then look for a very powerful pattern, progression, and maintain it. So if he does that, it will be easy for me to hear the Holy Spirit, easy for me to yield. Especially if he doesn't raise the volume beyond. It's already too high. If we go with this, I'll begin to prophesy, and that's not why I'm here. I have to teach. My assignment is... If you are in the congregation and you happen to be multi-gifted, you need to stay long in the presence of God and know how to manage the gifts that you have been given, so that you'll not be doing what you want, but you'll be doing what God has called you to do. May the Lord give you understanding. All right. So when it is like this, and I don't know whether it's the physical sound or a spiritual sound, I go up high in the spirit. Okay, now this is Peter. Peter is constrained by the Holy Spirit to come bring instruction to a people that originally were not captured within the commonwealth of the covenant of Moses. It was quite a disturbing errand. But the strong hand of God was upon him, compelling him. If you asked him, he would have declined this mission. But here he was in the house of a Gentile. This was the gospel, the first direct gospel that was preached to the Gentile community. So I'd like us to look on it with some tact. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive." This is the object of his perception. Because he thought that God was a racist. That God was so much in alignment with the Jews. And that the activities of God began and ended with the Jews. Meanwhile, the covenant upon which redemption is anchored is what we call the covenant of Abraham. There are five covenants in the Bible. Only one is old. Only one. In fact, if you want to be a good Bible teacher, one of the pivots from whence we can explain the Bible accurately is the pivot of covenants. If you understand all the covenants in the Bible accurately, then we can conclude that you know the Bible. But if you do not comprehend the covenants in the Bible adequately, your handle of the Bible is going to be defective. Some of the things you say will contradict other things you say. It is because you are not acquainted with the platforms that the covenants that God made have created. So we have the covenant of Noah. That's the first covenant. Then we have the covenant of Abraham. Then we have the covenant of Moses. Then we have the covenant of David. Then we have the new and the everlasting covenant, or the covenant of Jesus. These are the five covenants in the Bible. And only the covenant of Moses is old. The covenant of Moses was nationalized. But you see, the platform that gave us redemption. Oh my God, you are not with me. Please, stay with me. If I'm teaching and you're understanding, the anointing will be building. That's my own outlet to the anointing. So if you are not understanding, you are making me like a dwarf in the spirit. I'll be seeing myself short. The covenant of redemption is connected to the covenant of Abraham. The efforts of redemption is connected to the covenant of Abraham. You will notice that Abraham, you know, there were some good guys. Enoch was a good guy. He walked with God and he was taken. Right? Noah was, mostly a good guy. But God did not start any program that will culminate in the redemption of man through any of these good guys. God rather went to an idolater that was in the heart of all of the Chaldees and called him out of idolatry. That was an act of redemption. It was not because he was qualified. And it will interest you to know from historical perspective that Abraham came from the family that was saddled with the responsibility of priesthood in all the Chaldees. He was an Ezemo, that's what I'm saying. Was a herbalist. And then, you know, someone that is in that line of activity knows when he hears spiritual voices. One day he went to the shrine and then a voice entered his head and that voice refused to leave. The voice said, "You are going to leave this place. Leave your kindred. Leave your father's house to a land that I will show." So you will see that he was taken out of the crucible of the iniquity of his family, his clan, his nation, so that out of him God will make a new nation. So that's the portrait of redemption. And if you are a student of Galatians chapter 3, you will know that redemption began with Abraham. But you see, as long as it was still with Abraham, are you there? It was still Jewish. But when Jesus came into the equation and plugged into that covenant of, because there's an aspect of the covenant that says, "Indeed shall all the families of the earth be blessed." But you see, Abraham modeled only the aspect that had to do with his direct descendants. But when Jesus came, he stepped up the program and then made people eligible that could exercise the same faith that Abraham exercised. Therefore, making they reach the extent of that covenant global. And that's why, universal, that's why we are born again today. Do you get that, Jesus? Are you there? Okay. So, meanwhile, this whole gist that I just gave you now, if I preach it to the Jews, they'll be able to understand. But there is no such context. The Gentiles have no knowledge of the Jewish roots. Do you understand? They have no premise, no reference point. You know, when you write books, you make references to authors that you quoted. One of such times when Paul was saddled with a responsibility, Acts chapter 17, to speak to Gentiles. Notice he didn't quote any scripture there because they can't relate with the authority of scripture. Oh my God. Okay, don't worry. Sorry for troubling you. Let's go back to the scriptures that you know. Hallelujah. You know, it's not everything you need to know. He said the secret things belong to God. So if it's not revealed to you, it's okay. You already know enough. Now, are you there? I'll try one more time. Paul wanted to minister. Let me find out the name of the city in the book of Acts chapter 17. He wanted to minister to these guys. They were superstitious people. There was no platform, no common ground of comparison, no reference point. They didn't know Abraham, so he couldn't start his discourse with Abraham. He now remembered that when he went to around the city, he saw one God. They did not know that one. So his reference point was the unknown God. Do you understand that? Now, Peter was faced with the same situation. When he came to bring the gospel to the house of Cornelius, there was no common ground. These guys are idolaters. There are no Venus. There are no Mars. There are no Thor. They know Zeus. That's what they know. So there was no common ground or comparison, no reference point. When he wanted to start the message, first of all, he was confused why God would even bring him to Gentiles. So when he saw the proceedings, he saw their yearning from God, he came to one conclusion. This conclusion did not come by reasoning. It came by perception. And he opened up his mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons." Now, do you realize that this was God's attempt? This was the Holy Spirit's attempt to even convince the man about the mission first. The man is still skeptical. And then there was an inner convincing that was taking place. And the object of the perception was that God was no respecter of persons. Next verse there. "But in every nation, he that feareth him and walketh righteousness is accepted with him." Are you there? This was the object of his perception. Next verse. So, he now struck at a common ground. He said the word or the message which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. The reason why he used Jesus Christ as a platform is because all the people in that region have heard of what? I'm talking about this guy trying to fabricate the framework of the message that should get to the Gentiles. You there? The center and the circumference, the extent and the limit of that message is about Jesus Christ. If you are preaching to Jews, are you there? You can now say our father Abraham, and that will be a hot topic. See, the prophet that rose up among us, even Moses. Because Moses in their eyes was an epitome of what a prophet was. So if you can't command the dimensions of Moses, the Jew will look at you and say, you fall short of a prophet. Right? But to the Gentiles, the center, the circumference, the extent and limit of divine revelation was trapped in one man. So in the New Testament, our faith is not faith in a thing or faith in a place, but it's faith in a person. You get it? All right, next. He said that word or that message, I say, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee. I don't have time to explain Galilee. Why was it Galilee he began? No time for that. After the baptism which John preached, this was the message. The message that Peter preached, first message to the Gentile community. Knowing that the message of the kingdom to the Gentiles was about Jesus. So the first thing about Jesus he highlighted, because he's an eternal personality. We cannot exhaust talking about him. Even if we had all eternity to talk about him, eternity would not be enough, because he existed before eternity. He has, oh my God, we can't exhaust it. But the aspect of Jesus that he highlighted was the economy of his anointing. First of all, in this presentation, you will see that the anointing was a spiritual investment. A spiritual investment, a deposit. How God anointed Jesus. How God invested the anointing on Jesus. And the anointing of which we speak is not the anointing of oil, but the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And I'm not trying to trouble you about your use of oil. We have a gift of the Spirit that is called the gift of word of wisdom. In the gift of word of wisdom, the gift of word of knowledge is informative, because in order for you to engage in spiritual warfare and to do spiritual transactions, you need information. Right? So the gift of word of knowledge covers for all our needs for information. But the gift of word of wisdom is directive. The nature of wisdom that makes us profit from wisdom is that it gives direction. For the Bible reveals that wisdom is what? Profitable to direct. So there is something about wisdom that makes us profit from it, and that is the fact that wisdom gives direction. So the gift of word of wisdom is directive in nature. So there is a problem. Are you there? Are you there? Oh, worry. Is it that worry doesn't like the scriptures? Worry. Are you there? Alright, so there is a problem, and then God gives you a direction on how to tackle the problem. So that's the gift of word of wisdom. That's the summary, okay? So God can direct you and say, anoint the person. It can be in keeping with that gift. So there is nothing wrong with it. What the difference I'm just making in this case is that Jesus was not anointed with oil. Now, there was... Are you there? He was anointed with... Now, listen. The word anoint means to smell upon. You know, when you take your bath and then you get your cream, right? I use Nivea, okay? So I smell on my body the Nivea milk. When you have accomplished that and you are moving around, your body carries the fragrance of Nivea. So to anoint means to smell upon. So what was used to smell on Jesus was the Holy Ghost. So as Jesus goes around, his body moves with the fragrance of what was smelled upon him, Holy Ghost. So the Bible says, he went about doing good. That was the result of the fragrance of that which was invested upon him. And the word good here in the Greek, sorry, let me go to my lexicon. Are you with me? Sorry, I'm a theologian, so I want to... The word good there is philanthropic. philanthropic. That's from where we have philanthropy. In philanthropy, someone has so much resources and he knows that in two lifetimes he cannot squander them on himself. It is foolishness for him to think that the reason for which he has this weight of resources is to squander on himself. So he has found a more pure purpose for which the resources are available. He wants to give it away, use it to influence the common man. Right? So, the investment that Jesus has been given in this anointing makes him a compendium of assets. And it is in the nature of God's philanthropic goodness for him to distribute the assets. So, an anointing makes you a warehouse of possibilities. If it is true that what was smeared on you is the anointing, then you are a warehouse of good things, and you are an agency that is supposed to continue the philanthropic ministry of Jesus. The Bible says that he went out about, he could not but do good. You see, if you have this kind of investment, you can't stay in one place. You will become a traveler. You'll be going about. Because you need to go to other places where they have not benefited from the resources. And then occasion a distribution network. Oh my God. I went to preach in Brazil. And as I was ministering, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. And beware, if you minister in Brazil and you give a word of knowledge that is not confirmed, your ministry in Brazil has ended. So every word of knowledge you give, you need to check again. You need to check it. Because if it falls to the ground without finding fulfillment, your ministry has ended there. So I was ministering. And God spoke to me that there's somebody in the hall that demons used to come and transport him bodily. And they had warned me before I came to preach there. That pastor, the pastor I was preaching for, has 30,000 pastors under him. Do you understand that? He is one of the chieftains, just like our fathers in the faith in Nigeria. So he's one of their own fathers. So if you give a word of knowledge on his platform and it's not confirmed, at least 30,000 pastors cannot invite you again. Do you understand that? It's not as if we are looking for invitation, but I'm just telling you the weight of responsibility that was upon your life if you held that man's microphone and say a word that is not confirmed. I said there was a man in the congregation. And demons used to come to your house, lift you, and travel with you bodily to physical places. Hey! When my interpreter was afraid to... I was... Osia mahabokolo. So I said it again and I compared the man to interpret. He interpreted it the way it was. And I came with some of my friends. They don't speak the language as the interpreter does, but they can verify if he said what I said. When I gave the word of knowledge, the ministers, those were the highest ministers in that country. They were in one side like this. Their face changed. Then the guy began to come. They stood on their feet. The guy had tattoos here. Had. It was a rolling stone. Do you know it was that word of knowledge I gave that made that guy give his life to Jesus? We now gave him the mic to tell us his story. He says that Those were the demons his mother worshipped, his late mother. And the demons want him to serve them. This guy I'm talking about is not born again. But he decided that he won't serve them. In the night, they will come and take him to where there's eyes. When he's choking, almost dying, they will bring him back to his room. So his neighbors will come and see him in the morning, cold. Meanwhile, the place is hot. He couldn't tell them his challenge. That was the day we cast out that spirit from that man. You see? Meanwhile, I didn't give that testimony to show you what a great preacher I am. No. I'm just talking about the humanly impossible things that you are capable of when you are under the influence of this investment. You become a philanthropist. It was that word of knowledge that opened, oh my God, he opened things. Just one. Do you realize you don't need a great thing to be great? You are trying too hard. You are trying too hard. You don't need a great thing. God is more interested in your greatness than yourself. Yes, I assure you. I can tell you that. He's more interested in it. And the way he packages you for greatness is that he places a deposit on your life. So Jesus became immobile philanthropist. And the reason why he was mobile was because of the investment of the grace of God that was upon his life. How God, the message Peter preached to the Gentile community was about the anointing on Jesus. Jesus, the anointed. And the message that we can take to the Islamic world, the message we can take to Borno State, is about the anointing of Jesus. So if there are no anointed men left, then forget about the Islamic community. But if the anointed men still here that have inherited a portion of the anointing of Jesus, then the ministry of philanthropy that he began can continue with us. And if you look at Nigeria today, there are more questions than answers, suggestive of the fact that never a time have we had such need for this philanthropy than now. So part of the efforts of this campaign tonight is to ensure that an anointing comes upon your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. I've seen a little of it. Even though every night I ask God for more. I've seen a little of it. A little of the oil. I know when the oil is on me. I know what the measure I carry can do. Yes, I've worked with him a little to that point. So there's a measure I carry. I know that this, if I speak to a dead body, the spirit will come back into me. I know a measure that if I carry, I can speak to bones, they will come together. If that measure is not there, I will never speak to bones. Are you there? Because it's in measures. It's the Christos himself that makes the supply. And your capacity in terms of this ability, the content of your warehouse, is determined by the deposit that is available, that is in hand at the moment. Are you still with me? All right. So, let me take a few minutes, I think 15 minutes, to talk about the anointing. First definition of the anointing. There are seven of them. I'll give you one. Then you will labor to research about six. The reason why I want to give you only one is because it's this one we'll demonstrate today. It's connected to my practical. We'll demonstrate this one. The warehouse, the product, is only one product that is there, which is number one. Let's go for Psalms 92, beginning from 7, verse 7 to verse 10. Psalms 92, beginning from verse 7 to verse 10. When the wicked spring as the grass And when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. He said the reason why wicked people flourish, when you see wicked people becoming fat, wicked people are boasting. That, now me put on there. Alright? When you see that, the reason why they are boasting, the reason why they are flourishing, is so that what? There will be scattered. Now, go on, next verse. Is there? Yeah? Next verse. Oh. He said, but my horn shall thou exalt. He said, the reason why wicked people are flourishing and prospering is so that they can be scattered. So what God does when he notices wicked people are beginning to multiply, he looks for a man and he anoints him. It is through that anointing that is on that man that he gives, makes him a law enforcement agent to fulfill his counsel, which is to ensure that the wicked are scattered. He said, my horn. That's what is happening on the side of the wicked people. But my own horn shall thou exalt. Like the horn of a unicorn, I shall be anointed. I need to explain that scripture. Give me a moment. But my horn, he uses a metaphor for horn. If you are a student of the Bible, I don't want to open too many scriptures today. You know that the horn means authority. So, no need to open so many scriptures. It means that one of the things the anointing does is that it gives you authority in one area. See, we don't have the same anointing. You need to locate the area that becomes authoritative the moment the anointing comes upon you. There is one area of your life that receives divine energy and gives you the opportunity to be able to wield authority when the anointing is at work on your life. So you will need to find out. What's your name, brother? Huh? David? Gabriel? I just met him for the first time. I think his spirit is powerful. And I asked him, have you ever, do you know the place they call Benue State? He said, I've never been there. So he's Gabriel. You will agree with me that Gabriel has an anointing that gives him authority in the area of worship. It's as if when he's worshiping, the things he says, the songs he sings, is what you want to sing that you don't know. Then when he starts singing it, the thing will just agree. It's an anointing. If Gabriel comes today and says he wants to teach like me, there will be no anointing to support the teaching ministry. I can sing, but my voice, my own, God is not likely to back it up. It's not under obligation to back it up. Because I don't have a calling along that line. But he obviously has a calling in the area of worship ministry, and you see the authority he wields. Trust me when I tell you this. As much as I want to be the most humble man on earth, I can't deny this. I know sounds that come from heaven. I know the sounds of heaven. I know the dance of angels. So if you say you are in worship ministry and you begin to perform, I can tell if you are from heaven or from the underworld. Trust me in that area. Just trust me. So when I walked in this night, he made my job easier. The heavens were already open. So I now said, all right. And I asked for, since the heavens were open, I said, all I need is just miracle working power. You know, if you know what to do with open heavens, you will become a strong man. To discern that it is open and how to use it. Those are two different things. That's why, hey. But you see, I wasn't sure whether worry likes the word of God. You see, this conference is a test. It's a litmus test to know whether worry. There are things God has taught me, a lot of them. There are tricks that you can deploy and take advantage of things that mortals can never know. So the heavens were already open. It means God recognized that ministry. It means heaven is gave you that calling. So as you were doing it, the authority began to increase until heaven opened. So he has the anointing in the area of worship. So if we want to worship, we need to call him to exercise that anointing. That anointing creates a portal, an avenue, an entrance that can stalk all of us into the realm of the spirit. Do you understand that? You don't know what we are capable of if half of this crowd is sucked in to the realm of the spirit. In the days that are coming, witches will be afraid to identify themselves. So what he did was that he sucked us in. But like I told you before I started teaching, I have a limitation. And my limitation is that my only entrance into the miracle anointing is teaching. Why do I say so? Because I know the anointing I have. I normally start as a teacher. But I end up as a prophet. So I carry that combination. Alright? So I start as a teacher, as I am now. And I can continue like this for 10 hours, just teaching. Just teaching. There's no end. Once it has opened, there's no end. He will begin to inspire me. Some scriptures will begin to occur to me. It continues becoming. But if I want to switch into the prophetic. So you will see now. When it is time for us to go for practicals, I will ask him, increase that volume. I won't be able to teach again. That's why I say, don't raise it high so that I can teach. You will rob me of the teaching anointing the moment. The reason why I know this is because the Lord Jesus taught me what I'm telling you. There are a lot of teachings that you need to undergo at the feet of Jesus. There's so much you can receive from a pastor that is equipped with the word of God. But that will not insulate you from the need to sit and hear Jesus yourself. Are you there? Alright. So I know the anointing I have. The anointing of preaching now is a teaching anointing. It can unveil any scripture. It can bring out anything that is hidden. That is how it works. Sometimes I'll be sleeping. And scriptures are still coming in my dreams. I wake up, I have this kind of stuff nearby on my bed. I'll go and sleep again. The sermon will continue. I wake up. If you see the way I sleep, you will wonder. I say, what is wrong with this man? No, it is the anointing that made me like that. Because if I don't strike a revelation, the anointing will never. He said, when the wicked multiply, when they begin to gain momentum, it is so that they can be scattered. But you, O Lord, you endure forever. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with pressure. So the first purpose of the anointing is that it's an instrument of governance. Stay with me. It's an instrument of what? God wants to bring your influence over the boasting witches and the entities that seem to have the handle of control over your family. He wants to stop their reign, their regime, and install you as the influence over that family. What it does is that it gives you. How many of you still remember Acts chapter 1 verse 8? It says, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Now, stop there. The thing that came first is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So you receive power. Power will come after the Holy Ghost is. So when you are anointed with the Holy Ghost, are you there? One of the possibilities available to you is what? Power. So he said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Then you will notice the next thing mentioned is territory. You see, nobody became king of Israel except he was anointed to be king. The anointing gives you access, passage, control over a certain territory. So in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, the next thing mentioned after the anointing of the Holy Ghost is territory. It means that if there's an anointing upon your life, there is a territory that God has ordained that you will govern. You may not have discovered it. That's why you are walking without direction. But an anointing is symbolic of the fact that there is a territory that must be governed. We have a new warding over a certain territory. I pray that God will open your eyes to see the territory that you are supposed to influence and govern, so that the wicked in that territory will be scattered. We cannot separate anointing from territory. Cannot. Because many of us see the anointing as something we use for crusades. That's how kings are made. Kings are made by... If you are not... Meanwhile, you know when Samuel went to anoint the sons of Jesse, the flask that he took, the anointing is inside. Okay? So if he wants to anoint the wrong person, the anointing will congeal. You know what happens during cold season? And the palm oil in your bottles congeal. And you can... Alright, so if he wants to anoint the wrong person, the anointing will congeal, so it won't flow. And that was the security that God made available so that the prophet will not go mad one day and anoint a madman to rule the land. And when you look at Nigeria, it's as if the oil that is used to anoint people never congeals. May the Lord give you understanding. I speak in parables. He that has ears. Hallelujah. So someone cannot be anointed by mistake according to the arrangements of God. So that oil that came upon your head was not by mistake. There is a territory that God wants you to influence. There is a territory that God is sending you to govern. In that territory, noisy people, wicked people are still making noise. It is because you have not arrived. Now let me give you an idea as I shut down. Because the teaching is switching me now. So that's a problem. That's a problem. Because I won't remember time again. Let me show you something. Are you with me? Acts chapter 8. Let me show you a combination. How many of you have ever played chess before? Is a senior brother of draft. Because I know you people play draft a lot here. There's one senior to it. That one is called chess. Alright? The idea of draft and chess is to conquer the territory. So if you don't know chess, draft, I know all of us know draft. I like worry men. Hallelujah. Now in Acts chapter 8, beginning from verse 5, you will see draft there. Draft. Let's see the draft in the Bible. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. All right. Okay. Verse 9. And there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery. That means Simon was planted before Philip came. And Simon was a wicked man that was making noise there. You still remember draft? Okay. So God now drafted Philip. He said, and the reason why wicked people flourish is so that they can be what? Scattered. So the days to scatter Simon has come. What did God do about it? But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in that city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out himself that he was some great one. Next verse. To whom all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, what is the man himself called himself some great one, and the people called him what? The great power of God. To him they gave regard, because that of long time he had bewitched them with his sorceries. So when you call his name, they say, that man, Mona Lisa Mo. But not when an anointed man is sent into the territory. So that was the man that was there. And then God now drafted Philip. I know you know. You know what will happen. There will be some form of an engagement. So let us see the result of the engagement. I'm coming. Okay, let's go on. But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. And Simon himself believed also. That means the result of drafting Philip there, his security was disarmed. He had not changed, but he just surrendered so that he can operate from inside. Do you know how many witches we can take out of business if you are sure that God sent you to this land and you are anointed? The proof that you are anointed is that you govern. And if you are not governing, it means you are not anointed. Oh, you want to run a pharmacy shop, and then the people, the controller of the area, spiritually, they put something there. If that pharmacy shop dies, it is a proof that you have insulted Jesus. You need to clean up yourself. It's time to fight. We came to a place. I built a small house. And then we moved into the neighborhood. Then I noticed there was witchcraft there. It's okay. I came out in the night after prayers. Then I made my own law, that if you come into my airspace, you die. 3 days later, an owl came. I came out from the house. I knew there was a visitor. I came out. I said, you die. In the morning, he died. We burnt it. My neighbor died. Then I went back again. Yes. Yes. I do such things. A lot. I'm friendly on the pulpit, but I'm not. I do such things. Yeah. And it came to pass when the second one was struck down, dead. The third one is still alive, but he has never committed trespass since then. You see, I want peace. I want just to manage the area conveniently. But don't come into my own space. Don't come. What you will meet there is that there is another government there, and that government doesn't like trespass. He said, when you see wicked people flourishing, it is so that they can be scattered. And the way God does it, that he anoints you and exalts your horn. Like what? The horn. Let me stop there. I would have shown you more draft. Well, Satan has somebody, and then and God wants to draft you. Huh? When you enter into that neighborhood and you see opposition, you see witches, you should be excited that God is considering you qualified to engage in that act that will extend the frontiers of the kingdom of God. That is a proof that you are anointed. Every anointed man is supposed to govern, supposed to rule. If the territory that you are sent to, the witches are still boasting, your anointing has no value. Anointing has no value. All over in South Africa, the power of God began to move during the deliverance service. The witches began to speak in South African language. You are a dead man. You are a dead man. You try us. You try us. You try us. I went to Zimbabwe. In Zimbabwe language, the witches spoke, you are dead. You are even dead now. You are even dead now. I saw that Satan even has faith. He said, even now you are dead. You think you are alive, but you are dead. Everywhere I went, they say you have died. But I'm still here. You don't... Is it you, the person doesn't die because you desire him to die? No. He came to rule. He didn't come to negotiate. He didn't come to negotiate. But my horn shall die. As you leave this place tonight, that battle you fought that you ran away, you packed from that neighborhood and moved to another side. Pack back there. Go back. Normally, someone that is possessed of demons comes to me and says, that is under the influence of the demons, all right? And the person speaks. I don't take them seriously. But the one that comes, it's not as if you are under the influence. You come. Come to me and you will not come back. This one, you agreed to come. It's not as if the anointing hit you, exposed the devil, and the devil began to speak. No, you agreed to come. You will not go back. Have you not seen that when the Holy Spirit left heaven to come into the earth, he came with a mandate, rule thou in the midst of your enemies. So if you are anointed with the Holy Spirit and you are not doing any form of rulership, governance, then we have a problem with that. Meanwhile, that's number one. There are six more. You are going to study it. I'm going to stop here so that we can move to practicals. The kingdom of God is not in word. No. No, if all we do is talk, we are not about talk. You see, politically, they believe we are about talk. So they can do anything and we can't do anything. Not for long. Not for long. A generation that nothing can handle. Nothing. Nothing can handle. It's we are coming. Show us how bad you are, because we are coming. And I tell you, in our time, it will not be so. It doesn't matter what spirit is imported from Congo. They imported this one from Gambia. Keep importing. Jesus must rule this land before we bow our head. Oh. A time will come. Nothing will happen until they come and take permission. Okay. This is, I assure you, in the name of Jesus. They will come and say, this is what we, how do you see this? Okay. It's a good idea, but remove this aspect. Because if you don't come, you can't implement it. You can't. We were born to rule. We're born to rule. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. It means it's our father's property. Do you understand that? That's why we are interested in Nigeria. It belongs to our father. The days where Christians were religious, we're all looking to go to heaven. Yeah, amen. Those days have gone. We want to ensure that our father's estate is protected. His interest is protected. And when our time comes, we'll bow our head in glory. Yeah. So we are not in a hurry to go to heaven. Our father's estate is in shambles. And we need to build his walls. It will not always be like this. Don't think the story has ended. A people are coming. An anointed generation is coming. It is concerning them, the Bible says, touch not my anointed ones. He said, do my prophets no harm. We are coming. We are coming. Make all the noise you can make now. But we are coming. It will not always be like this. Nigeria will fall at the feet of Jesus. I want you to use some of that your anointing in a moment. And concerning this election, can you say, the counsel of darkness will not stand? Say it one more time. The counsel of darkness, it will not stand. Try to manipulate, it will not stand. Money will fail. The anointing you carry is so that you can rule. Samaria must be brought back to order. Jerusalem must be conquered. Judea must be conquered. Galilee must be conquered. Wari must be conquered. Nigeria must be conquered. We were born to rule. His anointing is upon our lives. No weapon fashioned against us shall be able to prosper. Hey! Subalisa ikama. Aya! Iso saliko bantelia mahande. Bose sila bronde canteliado. You cannot take over Nigeria. Nigeria is the Lord's. Nigeria is the Lord's. He disappointed the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. In this matter, you will fail again. On this matter, you will fail again.
Presto Pilai Sonde. Ramena Kuria Babas. Entosa Sakuria. Rekonse Ila. Parakonda Babokose Nai. We are coming. An army is coming. An army of righteousness is rising. And people of prayer, they are coming. They are coming. The anointed ones are coming. They are coming with fire in their eyes. He said, touch not my anointed ones. Do my prophets know how.
To govern. Dominion is part of our mandate. When wickedness begins to prosper in the land, then the Lord begins to anoint the enemies of Nigeria. You shall scatter. You shall scatter. You shall scatter. You shall scatter. Hey, we uproot everything you have planted. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Next time when you see danger, no retreat, no surrender. We were born to dominate. It is part of our DNA. The dominion mandate was the destination for man from the beginning. We are His workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus. There is an ordination we carry. His ministry of philanthropy will continue through me. The Lord is already excited. you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Two things I will do. First thing I need to do is an invitation. If you are here tonight and you have not turned your heart to Jesus, you have not yet allowed Jesus to take the center stage of your affairs. You still bask in the euphoria of sin, and you are a slave to the flesh. And somehow you believe the words of the preacher that there was another life other than bondage to sin. And you want to be serious with Jesus tonight, say to him, have mercy on me. Save my soul. If there is anybody under the sound of my voice that is making that decision, you identify yourself by putting your right hand on your chest and putting your left hand up. Inside and outside. Right hand on your chest. Left hand up. Now listen. Jesus said, if you are ashamed of me in this broken world, I will be ashamed of you in the kingdom of my Father. There's nothing in this world that should be an object of shame if Jesus comes. Your left hand on your chest and your right hand up. If your hand is up, leave your seat. Come here. Allow them passage from outside. Allow them passage. Just keep coming. It's your time. It's a good day to rebel against the devil and to embrace the salvation that Jesus gives. It doesn't matter how long you've been in church, how long you sang in a choir. If you see that your heart condemns you as I make this call, it means Jesus doesn't want you to be damned. Come to me. He says, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon me and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light, and you shall find rest for your souls. It is time to rebel against the devil. He wants to keep you perpetually in captivity so that you will be going through the motions of sin and death. But today the Lord calls. The giver of life, he calls. The author of truth, he calls. Do not say no to him. Do not say no to him. You can walk out of where you are. Do not allow Satan win the argument over your soul. There's an argument he's advancing right now. But it is time to rebel against the devil. Walk out of your seat. Leave your girlfriend there and come to Jesus. For those of you in front, begin to ask him for mercy. 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 He calls you. Ask him for mercy. He's aware of the abortions. Four abortions. He's aware of it. So plead with him. He's aware of the affairs you have in strange places. Plead with him. Say, forgive me. This is who I am. I'm a sinner. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. There are still four people out there still trying to prove strong. A day will come when all men will be weak. Only those men upon whom Jesus bears witness will cross from darkness to light. Do not allow Satan to win the argument. There are three more people in the congregation. Do not allow him win. calls you. He calls you. You can walk away tonight. You've defrauded people. Don't stream things, but you can walk away tonight. You have killed before. Stream things you have done. Walk away tonight. Walk away. Walk away. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. They call unto thee, O God, we ask that you answer their cry. And have mercy. 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 Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Evangelist. Okay. Please stand up. Go with you. Counselor, listen to me. Too early. Ladies cannot get married. The ones that get married cannot stay in their husband's house. They are coming back to their father's house. Can you judge those things? Can you judge those patterns? Can you judge it now? Can you judge it now? Can you judge it now? Judge it now. We command a change. Let the evil pattern change. Let that signature of darkness be altered permanently. Hey. Sofila itakombela mudai. Moske se semo koria balamantali. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. So it's time for miracles now. Now follow, listen to my instructions. If you are deaf, now listen, or you brought someone that is deaf. You are deaf in one ear, or you brought someone that is deaf. This is the instruction. Listen. The ear that is deaf, take this finger. Block it completely. If you brought a deaf person, use this finger. Block two of the ears. Is that clear? If you brought a blind person, lay your hands on the person's eyes. If you are short-sighted, long-sighted, remove your glasses, lay your hands on your eyes. Astigmatism, glaucoma. Just lay your hands on your eyes. You brought someone with crutches? Let the person lay hands on the legs that are paralyzed. If you have a pain below your abdomen, just locate it, identify it. Identify it. A migraine headache, pains on your back, spinal cord injuries. You have growths on your bodies, tumors, cancer, fibroids. Just identify and touch it. The Lord will walk through this congregation. I already see him. Oh, you brought a mad person, someone that is mentally deranged, just lay hands on the head. You brought someone on stretcher, put your hand on the person's chest. If I say in the name of Jesus, give me the biggest amen you can find. In the name of Jesus! Affecting the demons of your city. I'm seeing that. In the name of Jesus! Now listen. Listen. Oh, I forgot to tell you. If the person that is sick in your family is not present here, call the person. And keep your phone running. Person might be in Los Angeles, might be in Lusaka, might be in Lagos, might be in Limbe. Call them. I want to say something that you will not believe, but it will be confirmed. I saw a grave, and the grave opened, and the body in it came back to life. Now listen. No, wait, let me tell you the meaning. Someone here has been programmed to die. I know you not believe. The next 14 days. You know, I warned you about your phones before. I warned you before, so please, the hand of God will come upon that person that is programmed to die. No, you don't need to say amen on that. The hand of, if it is true, if what I'm saying is true, in the next 17 seconds,
inside and outside. Father, that one that is programmed to die, locate that one. 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 Ushers, help me bring that one. Hey! Ooh. You see, now, wait, let them bring the ones first. I can actually judge, I've seen the coven of witches that are responsible. So maybe we'll make them blind. First of all, we'll reverse the debt and then we'll bring affliction on the doers. It's not only one, no. Oh, Lord, locate that one. 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 It's not only one. There is even one I'm seeing outside. So, ushers, go there, go there, go there, quickly. Outside. Father, that one that is outside, I ask that your hand might descend upon that one so that the yoke of death can be destroyed. I want to see the person outside before I continue. I want to see the person outside. Ushers, have you located the person? If you have, please do show me a sign so that I can stop. This one from outside. Okay. Where is she from? Outside. So we're going to reverse the debt and we'll bring a curse on every witch. Now I destroy the affliction that you placed upon these ones. I destroy it. I destroy the omens that have been pointing to destruction in their lives in the name of Jesus. I command the evil spirit you dispatch to go backward in the name of Jesus. I bring a curse upon your coven in the name of Jesus. Lose them in Jesus' name. Loose them in Jesus' name. All right, so what we have released now can take care of them. Let's continue with how many amen did we say? Two. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me, I've seen a trap. I've seen a trap in the spirit. Someone in this congregation is supposed to die by accident in 30 days' time. Listen, you have already escaped three near accident situations. You escaped three near accident situations in the month of January. The person I'm talking about, you escaped. Bring the person so that we can help. We can help them. Don't worry, there'll be miracles. There'll be miracles. But these are emergencies, okay? Bring that person. Escape three near accident scenarios in the month of January. Satan has determined to take you out by February.
Yeah. You are free. You are at liberty. You are at liberty. Touch that one with blue. Come. Just look at me. Come here and look at me. Just keep looking. Keep looking. Keep looking. Lord, let the yoke, let it be destroyed permanently in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah, go. So they wanted to use this lady as an experiment. Yeah. So now we send the spirit back to sender in the name of Jesus. Lose her. In the name of Jesus. I don't know why I'm seeing all these terrible things. But what I saw is that, are you there? A demon was released. And the idea is that one of these days, when somebody goes to sleep, the person will not wake up. Now, if I'm saying the truth, the Lord will confirm it. Father, let your hand come upon that one that was programmed to sleep and not wake up. Let your hand find that one. Let your hand locate 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 that one. Yes, bring that person. In the name of Jesus. Let me finish with that case. Bring that case out. Quickly. We'll send the spirit back to where they sent it. So that the witches will sleep and not wake up. If you know evil is bad, don't do it. Don't do it. Because a day comes that is a day of recompense. So, we set you apart. We remove you from that attack. And we send that suicidal spirit, that demon of darkness, back to sender. 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 In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise tonight. We thank you tonight. And so I bind every sickness. I bind every disease. I bind every affliction. I bind every spell. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Blinding spirits, be bound. In the name of Jesus. Deafening spirits, be bound. In the name of Jesus. I command every form of paralysis, bow. In the name of Jesus. Pains, go. In the name of Jesus. Spinal cord injuries, be healed in the name of Jesus. Every spell, be broken in the name of Jesus. Every curse, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. I command blinded spirits, come out of the eyes in the name of Jesus. Deafening spirits, come out of the ears in the name of Jesus. Pain, go in the name of Jesus. I command every paralyzed leg or hand, let the bones come together. Bone to bone. Bone to bone. Bone to bone. Bone to bone. In the name of Jesus. Every growth, tumor, cancer, fibroids, I say dissolve, 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 in the name of Jesus. Ah. healing has started. So I say unto you, blind eyes, see in Jesus' name. Deaf ears, hear in Jesus' name. I speak to the lame, walk in Jesus' name. I command the pain, go in Jesus' name. I say pain, go in Jesus' name. Those that are connecting by the phone, I send healing your way in the name of Jesus. Those that are listening by social media and internet, I send healing your way in the name of Jesus. Somebody's womb is locked, and in the next few seconds it will open. Wait. The hand of God will come on the person. To come so strong. Lose that stomach in the name of Jesus. The miracles have started. I already saw someone. There is this spinal cord situation. There has been an adjustment. Someone else with a long condition. The Lord breaks that yoke tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There is someone with a hearing problem. The Lord is beginning to adjust your hearing. It's adjusting your hearing. It is improving. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Two eyes have been restored already. Two eyes restored already. In the name of Jesus. Rise and be healed in Jesus' name. 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 Now this is what we will do in the next 3 minutes. 3 minutes. You have 2 minutes to check and confirm your healing. When you notice that there is a change, you come out here for your testimony. I will take 5 testimonies and run away. You come out this way. Some deposits are coming out of people now. Deposits. They are coming out. I command you to come out. Through the mouth, come out. If you have confirmed the miracle, you can come this way. Now, everyone just be seated. If you have confirmed the miracle, you can come this way. Come this way. Oh my God. Somebody's eyes just opened. If you confirm the miracle, come here. Come this way. We'll take 5 of them. Then, I will release a blessing. Such as I've received from the Lord. Those whose hearts are open, I will give you. There are about 3 eye healings I've already seen. About 3 eye healings I've seen already. 1 lung condition. Pain on the spinal cord. Yeah, I'm seeing a phone miracle. 1 phone miracle already. There's a phone miracle already. You can call the person on the phone to check it out. No one can take your life in the name of Jesus. Yes, who is there? All right, so. Okay. Now, before I leave,
If your heart is open, I will give you what I have. But it will come in seed form. Eh? It's left for you to tend it, to develop it. If you develop it, that's up to you. Alright? If you develop it. But it will come. Okay? Sit down, don't worry. If you notice there is a healing, there is a change, you can come. Yes, what happened to that young man?
So he had recurring back pain for 5 years now.
Recurring back pain for 5 years.
But it's totally gone.
Totally gone. Come. I have a way of checking. Okay, you are healed. Go. Celebrate Jesus for that. Yes, go on.
Okay. He has a back pain.
Wait. Now, the reason why I'm coming here is because there is someone not too far from me. The Lord wants to give you an anointing that will make it possible for you to begin to see into the realm of the Spirit. In the next 8 seconds, the anointing will drop on you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's still, the anointing is still coming. It's still coming. It's coming stronger. Aiso Selima Abulatwa. Asaiko brasketa bande korea mai. Kuria brasketo milo honde. Come. The lady with the red beret, come quickly. Come quickly. This is my own way of giving you what I have. Okay? I saw you. In the spirit. Because God, oh my God. God wants to put something on your life. Oh, go. You are not ready. You are not ready. Yeah?
Spinal cord pain for over a year.
Spinal cord pain for 1 year. You check it. Can you check it? Check. They think we are lying. They think I came to you in the night to ask you to come and testify. Come. Did I come to you in the night? For how many years have you had the pain?
Yeah.
For 1 year. Okay. Yeah, it's gone. It's true. Wait. I'm looking for somebody else that can take what that sister is not. You will need. You will go. No. If you are a lady here on this row, just raise your... You don't need to stand up. Don't worry. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask... They don't do this. If I tell you she's not ready, believe me. Father, in the name of Jesus, can you help me find one of them that is ready? Put your hand on that one. Put your hand strong. Put your hand... Okay, there's another one. It's coming strong. Holy Ghost! Okay, bring them. You see, what I was giving your daughter, it's not as if I don't know the thing. I know it. Huh? Are you with me? I understand how the thing works. She was not ready for it. I don't even have the authority to give you back because the heart was closed. Do you understand that? Yes, all of those ones that the anointing came on, bring them. I just touched them. Your spiritual eyes will open. Yes, what's happening there?
Chest pain for over a year.
I'm looking for the eyes. Where are the people? Their eyes got healed. Let's start with the eyes. There's one person with a situation of deafness in one ear that has been healed. Those are the people I'm looking for now. Where are you? You were deaf in one ear. Come here. Yes. Are you an usher? Oh, all right. Grant, O God, that your hand will rest. Will rest upon this lady. From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. In the name of Jesus. Let the flames of heaven, let it descend upon her. Let the flames of heaven, let it come upon her. 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 Let it come strong. Let it come strong. Let it come strong. I came to give you all. Oh, you believe. You believe. Come. You believe. You believe. I want to say to you, the two people that have decided to stand to frustrate you, to stand in your way, they are going down from this night. Yes. The Lord will do a strange thing in your life. It will kick in the 6th month of this year. It will cause your face to shine. Yes. You believe? I see your heart for service. So such as I have from the Lord, let it be your portion. The doors closed to you, let it open. In the name of Jesus, I put grace on you. Grace. 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 In the name of Jesus. Now listen. Somebody at the end there, the healing anointing will come upon you. Somebody at the end there, it will come at the count of 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yes.
Death in one ear
since 2021. Death in one ear since 2021. Come.
Totally open.
Come. Come. Oh. 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 Grace. Listen to me. I see 12 ladies. I see 12 ladies in the spirit. These 12 ladies are intercessors. These 12 ladies are intercessors. And God is changing your rank. An anointing is coming. It's changing your rank. 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 This young lady was deaf in one ear. You are the one I've been looking for. For how long? Since 2021. Oh my God, there's an anointing coming on you already. It's coming strong. It's coming strong. It's coming strong already. Grace is being released over your life. Let the miracle be permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey! Hey! Psychopanesi cobranteli, asamo cantalia, escobina keto sila. Yes, what happened there?
Myopia since childhood.
Myopia since childhood.
Totally gone.
Cannot see far.
Yes, sir.
Cannot see far since childhood. And God has corrected it. Somebody say hallelujah. There is an evangelist in our midst. This evangelist is called not to preach in the cities, but in the rural areas. You'll be given capacity to do damage to demons. You will have authority to stop witchcraft activity. The anointing is coming on you. It's coming so mightily. In fact, immediately after this conference,
the anointing will begin to function. You are an evangelist. And grace is coming. Grace is coming. Grace is coming. Grace is coming.
Myopia since childhood.
Myopia.
And she's not able to look at the light.
Come.
But now she can see.
Yes, your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus. There is a fire that is coming. There is a fire. It's coming on you. There is a fire. It's coming from heaven. 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 Yeah, we cannot continue with the testimonies again. And that lady there, find out what was. Now, all of you, listen to me. I'm looking for two of you, two among you. And the way I will find the person, the anointing will come on you, two of you. Two of you. Father, show me the ones you have chosen. 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 Bring two of them. Bring two of them. Holy Ghost! Can we do something as a congregation? Two of them, bring them. When you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there. Tonight, if you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, it's time to speak in tongues. We want to push Satan back. I can't hear your prayer. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. If you can, you can lift your right hand up as I pray finally. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask that you renew the anointing that is upon every man, every woman, especially ministers of the gospel. Let there be a renewal of the anointing. A renewal of the anointing. A renewal of the anointing. It's already coming. 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 Oh my God. It's coming strong. It's coming so strong. It's coming so strong. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Move. All workers, RC and Warri workers, choristers, everybody come now, come now, come now. All RC and Warri workers, come now, now, now. Just come, just come. Of God will descend on you. Father, put your hand on these ones in the name of Jesus. This medicated. What's wrong with your eyes? Short-sighted. Put your hand on this one, so God, in the name of Jesus. Because they have served you. Show them favor. Show them favor. Show them favor. Show them favor. In the name of Jesus Christ. Show them favor. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. You are released. I see the sign of a prophet on you. So let your vision, let it expand. Oh, I saw the army. Let your hearing be heightened. Grace in the name of Jesus. The ministry of signs, wonders, and miracles. Yes, it is unlocked on your life. With a specialty in the area of cripples. Yeah, you see that.
You will rejoice when you see cripples because your anointing works so powerfully. The gift of working of miracles in the area, healing in the area of miracles, cripples. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. In Jesus' name.
Has done great things in the midst of us. While we are giving God praise, can we thank God for our Father in the Lord, Apostle Arum Elsai? Can you just appreciate God for his life? Thank God for the grace of God. Thank God for strength. Thank God for this gift he has given to the body of Christ in this season. Can you pray that God will continue to lift him and take him from glory to glory? His voice will continue to pierce even into the thickest darkness of nations. That where the Lord has pedestaled him, no evil hand will ever be able to reach. Can you pray if you've been blessed by God's servant? This is the greatest gift we can give our Father. Indeed, without controversy, the lesser is blessed of the greater. We take it as a privilege that we can bring prayer as a gift to our Father. Can you say, Lord, Lord, this is the least we will ever see him perform. This is the least we will ever see the Great One perform through his hands. In nations of the world, in continents of the world, the hand of the Lord will be manifest very strong from his life. We've seen men rise before, and even though they are alive, their voices have become silent. That will never, ever, ever happen. God will keep him within the crucibles of his freshness, of his fire, of his graces, of his mercy. I pray, and I ask you to join me to pray, that one commodity our Father will keep enjoying is the commodity called the mercy of God. Let the fountain of mercy be ever flowing in rich bounties all the days of his life. That God blesses our mother. She wanted to be here, but she cannot be. She could not be. God bless his children. That this family is preserved from generation to generation. That the message of God will be loud. That the message of God will be loud. That the message of God will be loud. Thank you, Father. Strength will be multiplied. Strength will be multiplied. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. Come on, if you believe in the prayers we prayed, your amen will be louder. I said, in Jesus' name we have prayed. Can we tell Daddy we love you tonight? What do we say to Daddy? We love you, sir.